Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. So I'll stick a link to Tony Robbins's The Explanation of His Human Needs in the show notes below. But let me get stuck in. So the reason I'm sharing this particular human need is because I'm about to start something that's very challenging, but I'm also really excited about it. And what I realized is how important having excitement in our life is. And the reason I mentioned Tony Robbins's six human needs is that one of his human needs is for variety. And that variety is where excitement comes from. And something that I wanted to share was, if we don't get that excitement from us actively seeking things that challenge us and excite us, then we'll most likely look for it in self-destructive ways. Or maybe you have just accidentally developed self-destructive ways because you're unaware that excitement is what you're looking for. Some of the things that I know people do is they can go out and get drunk and do stupid things. It's the same excitement, but it's obviously a negative one because obviously, one, you're not doing good to yourself. And quite often when we wake up from being drunk and whatever else, we have an immense amount of fear about what we've done. And we can behave in ways that we wouldn't really want to behave on a normal basis. The other thing is through sexual relationships and being promiscuous. And maybe if you're in a relationship, some people go outside of that relationship to try and get excitement. But all of these things are not a healthy way to get excitement. A healthy way to get excitement is about finding things that challenge you in a really good way. The thing that I'm going to be doing is a master's. Now, I've never actually gotten a degree. So for me, this is very challenging, but in a really good way. And I mean, I must admit, I'm really, really chuffed that they accepted me, because they've basically taken all of my experience and they've said that it counts in their books as a degree. So that's why they're allowing me to do this master's, which, yeah, I'm really, really chuffed about. But the reason I'm sharing this, as I said, is because I am really excited about it. I'm also nervous, I'm a little bit scared and fearful, but the underlying thing is excitement. And it's something that when it's lacking in our life, we can't always, or we don't always identify that it is lacking. But looking back over the last few years, I have had moments of it, but I haven't ever had it quite like it is at the moment. I have done things in the past that have challenged me. I mean, I recently did a team board and systemic coaching course, which was for me a step towards what I'm currently doing. So I suppose I would encourage you that if you don't have excitement in your life, and it's not that you have to go out and do a degree or a master's or anything necessarily academic, excitement might be from learning something new that you've wanted to know for many, many years. It could be about doing some art, or maybe taking up a martial arts class, or completing a walk or something like that that you've wanted to do for many years and haven't actually done. But it's those things that are not easy, things that challenge us and take us out of our comfort zone, that they allow us to grow. And growth doesn't happen when you keep doing the same thing over and over again. And I really just wanted you to be aware that if you don't actively, consciously seek these things, that you will find that you will fill your life full of destructive behaviours, things that will jeopardise your life. Because ultimately, one of our purposes in life is to grow and expand and really sort of stretch our experiences of being human. And if we don't do it willingly and consciously, then life has a way of pushing us to grow and to experience new things. But those might not necessarily be the kind of things that you want to experience. They might be the negative kind of things, because it's all ultimately experiences. So either you can choose to consciously grow and find things that stretch you and excite you and have variety and change in your life and take your life in a way that you choose and want it to go, or you can ignore that and the change will happen anyway, it just won't be as pleasant. I hope that's not too doom and gloom. It wasn't meant to be. It was meant to be inspiring and to help you hopefully see something that you maybe weren't aware of in your life. As usual, there's loads of links in the show notes below to my website, my social media, my courses, including my free courses. And if you have any questions or you want to connect, then I'm more than happy to do so. Loads of love and have a fabulous week. Take care. Bye-bye.